flat and eat. Or I like meat, either way.
I probably got my hands flat.
Some cities and towns have ordinances. Monday, June 29th through Friday, July 3rd, you can start setting off fireworks at 9 a.m. and continue until 2 hours after sunset.
But that's late.
That's for the state fireman.
On the 4th of July, fireworks can be lit from 9 a.m. to midnight. Then after the holiday, the window returns to 9 a.m. until 2 hours after sunset.
Sunset, not late until 9:30.
I'm telling you, the other night, they were going right across the street from the firehouse, and there was a city cop just right in front of the firehouse. I said, "Be good, tell him to quit." No, we can do about it. You can do it till 11 o'clock.
Never since. Yep.
No.
Until when, Gary? From June?
He told me it didn't matter.
29th until...
Technically, if they complain, it can fall under disorderly conduct.
They don't do that.
Disorderly conduct.
Sign that you got that, or just the fact that...
This says after the holiday, it returns to 9 a.m. to 2 hours after sunset.
But it starts on June 29th. When did it begin?
Well, it only went to, in that one paragraph, it said until July 3rd.
Okay.
And then on July 4th, you got 9 a.m. to midnight. Then it says it goes back to the other, and then it doesn't talk about time.
There's no clear. There's no black and white.
I'll call this Board of Public Works and Public Safety to order. If you would, please stand with me, and we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For a moment of silence, please. Thank you. You may be seated. We'll do a roll call.
Mayor Sean Byram.
Present.
Mr. Tim Passmore.
Present.
Mr. Fox.
Present.
Okay. We have the last time we met, last month, June 20th, the minutes. Entertain a motion to approve whenever you're ready.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of June 20th. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay. Item, really the first item on the agenda, I wanted to go over the pavement asset management plan with both Board of Works and the council. I think it's a great document you have in your packet. I think it gives us a roadmap for the future infrastructural maintenance. I would have thought before this that you go out and find the worst streets possible and you address them, and that's not really the philosophy. I think that you want to do a mixture of both, of all assets, of all angles. You want to maintain your good streets while starting to fix some of your poorer streets. And I think that HWC did a great job with that. Chris and I and Brian and the street department, we're looking at streets right now to address and in what fashion. And we plan on getting this started real soon, actually getting the work on the streets started real soon. So any questions on the pavement asset management plan? I know the county kind of wishes they probably would have thought about doing.
Where did the discussion go today? Anywhere on that?
They are getting bids, RFPs, request for proposals, not bids, request for proposals, on that, on like five different things. One of them was streets, one of them was culverts, one of them was bridges, signs, and signs.
Yeah.
And
we don't need the bridges, we already have a bridge thing. Yeah.
So they've got to put it in a different format for the bridges.
They're going to send it to you too, you guys.
It'd be nice.
RFP. You are on the list.
I tried to.
You are on the list. I will tell you that.
Any questions on the PAMP that was called?
That looked good.
I think the The applications for the Community Crossings Grant is due July 29th, so it's next Friday. So as Mayor Byram said, we're going to try and find some streets that we'll go after, and we'll try and double our money. And we'll need basically a letter signed that you have your match, and it's available to us. So in the next week and a half, we're going to find a lot of that.
Well, yeah, I'm just waiting to get the numbers for where we sent out to get, you know, the good numbers on what the street reconstruction will be. I know Kelly's met with them, they've looked at that, they've reached out to two different paving companies as far as getting the asphalt costs. So our quote should be pretty dialed in to submit. So we're right on, should be right on track with the money as far as this person will cost us this, instead of it being, you know, okay, well, we thought it was going to be this, be here. You know, we already received, you know, those different quotes from different paving companies.
And the state will make a determination fairly quickly. I've heard within 2 to 3 weeks, and you'll get a check very shortly after that. And then so we can do the work hopefully this year, but it may be pushed till early next year. The thing is, then, you know, you have to formally procure somebody, and if the bids come in over what you had estimated, that's 100% on you. If they come in under, you have to send back whatever half of that savings is to NDOT.
So we should be close on our numbers.
Any other questions? Looks good. We're gonna come back to you guys with the SRF. But we're going to go now to Police Chief Gary Morton, Firefighter Eli
Cross. Police Chief,
is that promotion or
I'd be glad to do them both.
I am sorry. Fire Chief Gary Morton.
We don't want to give you a gun today, sorry.
Or a taser.
Or a taser.
You know where my heart lies, though.
Well, if Dwayne Wiggins is my right hand, I brought my left hand with me. So when we were looking to obtain the waiver and start our partnership with St. Vincent Randolph Hospital, they were wanting us to sign a primary provider agreement for transport. After we got the waiver and got our medics, we currently... I'm going to have to run over and get those apps too, because I've got applications for two and possibly a third paramedic for part-time. And this will come into play with this. I've been in contact with St. Vincent Randolph, and there's some issues. There's some great issues with Randolph County EMS and their demeanor towards Winchester Fire Department right now. I know we took some income from them, and they've, in my opinion, been very unprofessional several times in the way they went about trying to speak about it. I don't think the council meeting for the county council was the appropriate place to bring up my name and the mayor's name. And we've been working closely with Mike Wickersham, Mayor Byram, Mayor Conklin, the fire chiefs, the EMS director, trying to find a way to work together, merge together, just keeping you up to date. I don't think, and Meeks can very much probably jump in here with me and agree, a territory is probably going to be the only way, and that's going to have to be done through the fire departments. And I think we have a snowball's chance in hell of getting that to happen, because the taxpayers...
The fire territory has a very bad taste in certain people.
Right, right. And the farmers especially, they're going to be paying more dollars for farm ground.
You could do... They can do a two-tiered rate.
Right.
A county rate, what I call outside a city, and a city rate. I looked that up, and 3 or 4 years ago, you could do that.
Right.
I don't know if they've changed the law since.
Yeah, we had Paige from Umball in. and was talking to us, and we still can.
Yes.
And she was explaining, but it's just one of those things where...
But your rates won't necessarily increase outside. I mean...
Right, correct.
It doesn't have to go all the way to the city. The city was like 48 cents.
Right.
And they were proposing like a 19 cent county rate.
Right.
But they only pay like 8 cents now.
Right.
And so they would double on.
Right. But anyway, that's probably for, I mean, that's some of the stuff we're talking about in that meeting. And that's where I thought it would be more appropriate to air any dirty laundry about the feelings that are happening instead of some of the places. But that's neither here nor there. But I've been, there's still animosity between some of the employees at Randolph County EMS and the hospital. And the hospital is still willing to sign this agreement with us. I wanted to bring it to you guys because we are busy over there right now. And I think if this is something we want to pursue just strictly because of the incomes, last year I when we were doing this, I figured up last year the hospital sent an average of 50 transfers a day out of that facility. Sometimes it was 90, sometimes it was 30, but an average, not a day, a month.
Okay.
50 transfers.
Yeah, sorry. Holy crap.
We made real good money then. 50 transfers a month out of their facility.
Yeah. About twice a day.
Yeah. And at twice a day, Levi, your figure's there. If we took 600 calls out of their facility, what would the revenues be at an average of $500?
If we took 600 calls at $500, it'd be $300,000 we'd make just from SVR.
That's
on the BLS level. That's no AMS.
Yeah. That's just, you know, the low averages that I presented to you when we were doing this thing. What was it, $8,000 to $14,000 a month? Wasn't that, do you remember?
Yeah.
We brought in $31,000 last month.
Oh, wow. Is that total?
That's total revenue for that month. She receives them at different points.
After expenses, right?
Right.
Yeah,
that's total revenue from our billing company.
So, well, okay, my question though is that what you, that's what you receive?
Yes.
That's not people saying I'm not paying my bill.
That's what we received when back in, what we look at, October, November, December, when they brought in $2,000 one month.
So that's gross.
$1,800, yeah. So it was
$31,000. That's after Medicaid.
Yes.
That's what the
billing company deposited.
Okay.
They send me a sheet, and I don't think I brought it with me either.
I've got it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that
we've received more.
Know, in June, the revenue was $62,578.07.
$30,000 of that was SVR. Foundation gave us that $30,000.
So. Right. And then, I mean, for the, Gary's right. I mean, the graph shows you right here. Our average right now is, if you do it just for the 6 months, which we didn't even start this until March, that the average is $9,649.08.
So that's right in the wheelhouse of the revenue estimates. And that's with 2 months when we were still running BLS. Two and a half months. So I've still yet to meet. I was on vacation the week before last, and Karen, I talked to her a couple times on the phone, but I haven't got with her yet. I know her and Cheech have had a meeting because they had a few issues when I was gone, as far as some nurses having problems with some paramedics and some EMTs from Randolph County EMS. And I think she's met with Cheech since then. I think they are wanting us to sign a primary provider agreement. If we do this, I know you're perusing that document. This has been one of my a plan I've had in the process for, I bet, 4 or 5 years now. And the attitude of fire-based EMTs, they want to go do the recs, and really any EMS, they want to do the trauma, they want to do the 911 calls. But these transfer trucks is worth that. And I've always thought if we could designate an ambulance to a transfer truck and pay them a fee as opposed to an hourly rate. So if you're looking at that sheet, let me turn my page here. If an EMTB drives
Levi as the medic, to Baller Reed.
They're gonna get $50 for the trip to Ball and back. If they get back in town and they go to Reed again, they're gonna get another $50 to go to Reed and back. And the medic obviously would get $100, and this is roughly based on 2 hours for those return trips from Ball, Reed, Jay County. $25 an hour is what it comes out to for the driver, and $37.50. No, $50 it looks like this for the medic. Now, that's $150 for that bill, and an ALS bill to Ball with mileage we're probably going to be right around $900, because the mileage is $16 a loaded mile. So the bill we're going to get back, even if it's just a Medicare bill, $600, that costs us $150 to do it, so we're still banking our $450 BLS rate, if you will. Now, Andy's a 4 or 5 hour turnaround, and this does have and these are just estimates I'm throwing out right now. I didn't spend a lot of time on it and get a real concrete estimate, but these are the ones that I've had in mind for a long time. There's some incentive to get to Indianapolis and get back. I mean, it's somebody can spend 4 or 5, maybe even 6 hours, you know, if they decide they want to go into a restaurant down there and sit down and have a meal when they pass by a restaurant. I mean, we don't track them that way to say that yes or no. I mean, maybe they haven't eaten all day. I don't know, but it does give them incentive to get back here and take another call. Mm-hmm. So
do Andy and back, and then do Muncie and back. You did pretty well that day.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's a good day. And I haven't reached out to a lot of the services. I know Shane Maple that works for Hoosier Fire. He works for a department that does this, and their pays are quite high, quite a bit higher. And was it $275 for the paramedics per call? But I mean, there's a lot of services that are doing it because they realize that, you know, if you're having trouble getting people to sign up for their ambulance, their transport ambulance, what's the best way to get them to cover it, get it in their pocket?
So are they going to commit to like a 5-year?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're going to invest in an ambulance.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have employees that want to jump on that truck too.
Right.
you're talking about how long the hospital.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you probably at least
need to have 1 year commitment.
Right. Right.
And buy an ambulance and then them change their mind.
Well, the feedback I'm getting from them has been tremendous on our employees. It really has.
The thing about buying a new ambulance. I got the sheet here from when we remounted the two ambulances that we have. It's a 1991 box.
The box itself.
2016. So, saying that we are taking all the 911 calls in the city, we kind of still need a new ambulance. Plus, taking all these transfers.
Do now.
Yes.
We've taken engine one and tower.
We did away with all our fire trucks. We want you to know, you may burn, but we're going to get there
tonight. No.
We took the, Bill had taken engine one and put it out at the training center. I took tower three last week after ISO was in. We got our points for it. And he didn't recommend trying to sell it or give it away to anybody. He said it's still getting you some use and some credit for your insurance rating. But he said you can take everything off of it, set it out somewhere, call it a reserve. If it starts when you go to get it, fine. If it doesn't, fine. Just if it tests, you know, if you put a battery in it and the pump tests when you need it to test every year, then it passes.
And I understand where you're coming from, Tim, but you know, let's not forget, a few weeks ago, there was a major barn fire out in the country, and you know, Winchester Fire responded mutual aid, and our ladder truck was able to get up there and spray down, plus our brand new truck as well, and a third truck. I believe there were three, maybe more trucks.
Yeah, we had an ambulance out at the hydrant.
Yeah.
Three
fire trucks out there, plus our ambulance as well. So, I you know, I'm not a fire expert by any means, but we have a lot of apparatus in this firehouse over here.
With, we got several issues I'm sure that'll come up during budgeting time as far as my opinions on the new truck we got. The new fire truck we got could have been a lot more bang for our buck what we need, because it depleted our CCD fund and we have zero in there for fire trucks right now. And our ladder, our 75 foot ladder, is a 1993 model.
What's your CCD take in here, Peggy?
About 43,000.
And you're at max, aren't you?
Yep.
So, you know, we're obviously, and the mayor's made no bones about this, trying to get our EMS fund to help make the purchase of said fire trucks. Levi just started looking today and talked to a dealer that sold us and remounted these other two ambulances. His business went closed down, but he's with another ambulance service now.
Tony Crum, and he's a firefighter paramedic at Anderson Fire Department. He does this on the side.
But he's got some demos right now, mm-hmm. around 100. Yep. And then he's got another one for 150, 160. Yeah. There are some lease option ways to go if we get that far. I want him to bring one over and show it to us and see what he's got first, you know. And it was not my desire to be here saying this to you guys yet at this point, but the revenues are there that we've projected for the 911 service and the transfers we've been taking.
If you want to talk about new fire trucks too, we talked with Richmond's fire chief and Anderson's EMS chief, like he's put in your proposal. Both of them said Richmond's taken over the city for a year and a half, maybe 2 years.
At 993.
And every fourth day, Reed has a dump day. All four 911 providers in the county of Wayne County, gets a dump day. You take all the transfers out of Reed for that day. Richmond, with their dump day for the last year and a half, is able to buy three new engines. Three brand new fire engines.
And they're going to have $1.5 million surplus.
Still, and they're non-returning.
Well, and I want to say too that, you know, when I was first elected, even maybe before, SBR was very, very open about they were going to hire out a national contracted service called, help me out, gentlemen, the ambulance service.
Hired out. The one they were going to get?
Yeah. Anyway.
And
sit it in the parking lot of SDR. 24 hours a day, they were going to man it, and they were going to pay for it. Yeah. Because that's how important it is to get quality ambulance service of transfers of their patients out of that hospital. That's very important. So, Chief, is there anything you'd like for us to do today?
Well, I don't know. I wanted to present it to you today and let you look at it, think it over, ask me any questions. Like I said, I'd like for Tony Crum to come in here and show us an ambulance. I know I would really like to have a sit down with Karen and Cheech, possibly. I know Cheech is hard to catch, but I want to know where they're coming from and how many years, like you said, they'd be willing to sign it. But I do know they are thrilled with our service. They are still having problems with I'm sorry. I apologize, Bob. I apologize. You know, it is what it is. But they're having problems with employees at Randolph County EMS trying to come in over there. And, I mean, there's just been a situation recently where a doctor signs a PCS. It's a physician certification statement. They sign it for a transfer. It's, you can mark it EMTB, advanced paramedic. Doctor marks it paramedic, calls the fire department or Randolph County EMS. We go over there, we get the paperwork. Yep, paramedic transfer, this patient came in this time. They have one or two employees out there that take this paper, don't even go talk to the physician or the nurse, go in the room, talk to the patient, and this gentleman got his cot and left in the ambulance and went over the ambulance building, and he downgraded this paramedic transfer to an advanced transfer. And then they've got other people over there that are going in and talking to the patients and telling them. There was a patient with a...
So made the doctor really happy.
Yes. This might come your way.
Well, as a reflection, that's a hospital employee doing that?
No, Randolph County EMS employee.
Okay.
And there was also one that...
So are they stocking the emergency room or what?
A gentleman
asked... I wondered how they were there.
They called him over for the transfer. And instead of going in, picking up the paperwork, going in, putting the patient on the cot and going over, he goes in and interviews the patient.
Because right
now, and then he decides whether he thinks it's a paramedic or not.
Yeah. Because right now it's every other.
What doctor probably wouldn't be happy?
And in hindsight, back in February, we should have entered that agreement right then. That you call us first for every transfer.
So let's just suffice it to say.
But that wasn't every other, wasn't it?
Yes. Right now we're doing it every other. Yeah.
Wasn't every other.
It wasn't. It still is.
Right.
See, they were doing every other in Union City for years, and then Union City stopped taking transfers. And then Randolph County had the bulk of them until we went in and got our waiver and we could start running them. And then, see, they wanted to enter the primary provider agreement then, but in the meeting where this took place, Dwayne was there too, and I said, well, you know, we were dancing around the issue. How are we going to do them now? And, you know, Dwayne kind of looked at me and Karen just said, well, why don't we just do every other like we did with Union City, and we'll see how it goes.
But now they're offering sold.
They are offering sold.
Well, I think you...
I know this is not going to help the relationship.
I think you need to meet with Karen,
okay,
and teach if possible,
okay,
and then just report back to us with something that...
Like how long?
Five-year plan?
So okay. Now, if you get a new ambulance, it's going to be over that 100 grand threshold. So when you talk to the dealer, he's well aware of the rules.
I don't know how the lease agreement works. Do you?
Yeah, I do. So, and he does.
Okay.
Every single dealer knows exactly how. It's fine. I mean, it's a lease or it's a buy. I mean, it's...
Okay.
Either they're going to finance it,
or
they're
going to finance it. At least you can finance it.
Right. I mean, it's a self-finance.
Okay.
But they all know how the government works because that's who they sell ambulances to.
Okay.
So when he kind of hemmaws around, I know he knows the rules probably better than I do.
Okay.
Better than you'll ever know.
Okay? Yep.
That's his business
right
to know that.
Right.
I'm kind of laughing. But this will be over the $100,000 threshold purchase.
And that's the threshold?
They move it all the time. Well, I think it's 152 because I think they moved it up to there.
Okay.
Two or there. But he'll know.
Okay.
We got dinged on our last one 4 or 5 years ago when we redid those two trucks. And that was 100 because we did one for 75 and the other one for 75, right?
Yeah, it was over.
Yeah, now the both of them were over the 100, but we kept saying, well, it's two different projects. Well, I learned that the hard way.
State Board of Accounts didn't agree.
I learned that the hard way.
Well, we were scrambling today because I was going to just get a used ambulance. When he got talking with Tony Crum, like I said, he's been a good guy to talk to because, yes, he sells ambulances, but he's a firefighter paramedic too. So he knows what it's like in the back of the truck. Well,
when you talk to him, he knows it. So when he brings it over, figure out what type of options so he can bring it back.
Okay. But yes, I just want to bring it to your attention. I really hope it doesn't get out at this point because I've got my hands full with the relationship the way it was. But it's just all about customer service. It's all about providing our taxpayers for the best service. And I really feel comfortable reporting to you that we are. I mean, I get compliments every day on our personnel, whether it be from the hospital, whether it be from the public. Nobody likes to get up at 2 or 3 in the morning, but when we get out of our ambulance, whether it's a residence or the hospital, they put a smile on their face and they put their happy face on, and it's our job. That's why we're doing it.
So on your report here, Gary, your 21... say that's a Randolph transfer for the month.
Yes.
That would only have been half of them.
Yes. Most likely that would have only been half, yes.
Or approximately half.
Right.
Because you're still doing every other one with Randolph County.
Yep.
So they probably did.
In January, Karen broke
40 some.
Yeah. On the phone, she broke them down to me. She has a book, and she gave me every month. And I calculated them, whether it was 70 one month and 30 the next. The average was right at 50 a month out there. And that's just the ER. They still transfer some out of OB wing and the medical surgical unit.
That's also doesn't, it may seem like it's every other one. There's also times when Randolph County refuses.
And there's days that we don't have a medic.
Yeah, we still have that one day where we're trying to fill it part-time, but. But yes, I just want to bring to your attention that it was there.
Appreciate it.
I didn't want you to really to act on anything tonight. Levi does have a PowerPoint that he put together when we get that far, if we get that far. Like I said, he's been a rock for me at OPAS too. Ope's on a boat somewhere in the Caribbean right now. So, we'll check out some prices. I don't know if any of you thought far enough ahead of that $45,000 monitor yet, but I'm working Reed Hospital real hard because he gave us an older one when we started. And he sent me some paperwork about a modem and putting modems in them, and one of the pieces of paper said we had a brand new monitor coming. So he was on the lake in Tennessee last week, so I got to talk to him. But
very good.
That's what I wanted. Did I miss anything? That's all I wanted to do at this point. Just
so you're looking at possibly a used Reebok unit?
Yes. Okay. Just newer than, like I said, the boxes that were on ours, they're right. Small boxes.
Right.
They weren't made for advanced life support.
Right.
They're fine. We're using them fine. Nothing wrong with them, but if we're going to look at something else, we want to start thinking toward the future.
Right.
Something we could remount once or twice.
The one ambulance, I tried to get, our oxygen ports were leaking. I tried to call and get replacement parts for oxygen. And the guy started laughing. Seriously, because it's so old. He's like, I can't fix that. I'm sorry. We don't make parts for that.
Well, I think he bought these ambulances for $1,000 a piece, I think. Yeah. And we instantly remounted them.
Instantly remounted.
I can't. Well, I'll have to do some digging for space. I mean, it was a good deal. It's worked for us.
Yeah. But they're starting to show some wear.
Yeah. Starting to show some wear. And we're going to.
They remounted in 2008.
What's that? Sound to Randy?
I saw a radio station had an old ambulance painted up.
G1013?
Yeah. Rick Simmons.
I will continue. We will continue to meet with that group and figure out a way to go forward with the services where we're not causing a hardship on Randolph County EMS. It's nothing intentional, but once again, it's protecting our department, our city, our business, our taxpayers, and I really mean that. So,
thank you, Chief.
Yep.
Chris,
don't have a whole lot. Got a quote here. Keep an eye on it. What this is our. I don't know if you remember, I've got a great big garage door that goes into our garage. Is manually raised and lowered by hand. It's starting to become problematic. That thing is old. So the second part of that quote is get us a garage door opener on that big thing. The first part of that and all the safety mechanisms for that garage door by what's required. And the first part of that is for an annual service and inspection to look at all the garage doors out there. What's happening is we're starting to have to take that. We push it up. We have to take a pipe to finish pushing it the rest of the way up. It's kind of wanting to drift, and we're going to end up probably hitting that thing with the back truck before it's all said and done. You know, I really don't want to rip down, use our truck, $200,000 truck to rip down a garage door. We can get something to help take care of that, so I'd like to, you know, at least move forward with getting the garage door opener put on there.
Well, this will just come out of your for transparency sake, I think.
Just so you know what I'm doing and what's going on. And
I don't think you even have to have a motion for that, do
you? Yeah, I just wanted to let you know about that. And also today, down at, what was it, Woodcrest? Is that where Harriet lives?
Yeah.
Down on Woodcrest this morning, after the rain, we had a call of our main sewer down there had plugged. We've had multiple problems down there. Spilled into her basement. So we go down, we jet rod it, we open it, hit a big root ball. This is the second or third time we've probably paid to clean that mess up. So I went ahead and contacted Cooley's to get a price to replace that section of main. And the whole scope of things in that area, I have rough prices put together. The sewers in that area are in very bad shape. You know, so as we move forward with our SRF and with our money in the bank, we need to start replacing that sanitary sewer in that end of town.
Like everybody down there has drain problems.
They do. I mean, and it's, I have the TV and the video showing this time, but that has been a very problem area right there. So I went ahead and asked for quotes to get that. We had to get that done before it really bites us. Other than that, we've just basically been dealing with routine stuff. So, and one bit of good news I think you'll find, and Vic, when we talked about it the other day, with some things we changed this winter in our chlorine room, with the way we feed our chlorine, and we've even added the extra chemical for our phosphorus removal. We've added a chemical, made some modifications, and have reduced our chemical cost. We're going to probably be adding a chemical throughout, and through the year we're probably still going to be about $5,000 cheaper than with just the sole chemical last year by some modifications that's made this winter. So, and then when Brian was out today, we looked at moving forward as far as getting the building put in for the chemical for the phosphorus, because we're there, we're ready. So, but it does have to be designed and the permitting through IDM and all that stuff, so it'll be a pretty painless process. So that's all I have, unless you guys have any questions of me.
We are going to have public hearing at 6:30 on the SRF preliminary engineering report.
SRF state revolving fund.
Yeah, so I can replace sanitary sewers and yeah. Do those things. So.
It's a requirement by the state to have a public hearing. And Brian's prepared a presentation.
Do you want me to go through it, or do you want
to? Would you guys like to?
Are you guys?
No.
Not if I don't have to.
Well, I'm going to air it twice tonight, so unless you want to, Bob.
I'm fine with that.
I have a copy of this.
See, I've got extra copies if you do want.
Yeah, I think that's good. Okay.
I'll just wait till 6:30.
All right. The police report, you should have the police report. Chief Tucker is on vacation. Yeah, one.
How's he feel?
Chief is. Oh, he's back on issue. I think he has made some life changes. Is trying to. He's had better colors. He's facing has never interviewed, it seems like. But he has been out. He was out 2 weeks ago for a week, and he came back for a week, and then he came back, and then he went on vacation again. So he got married and went on his honeymoon, and then used his vacation time this week. So I haven't seen a lot of him. But as you know, around the nation, law enforcement is taking a real hit. And so one of the things that was suggested to me by the fire department, by a new guy, Anthony Harless, was to put blue ribbons on some of the downtown light poles. So the idea then would be, or the struggle would be, to how do we keep them up? I don't really want to pound a nail and staple them to I appreciate the sense of brotherhood between the fire department and the police department. So let's go into public concerns. We have Mr. Ziegler with us tonight. John? John and I graduated together. Class 2001.
Yes. I purchased a property at 512 North Meridian at tax sale in hopes for fixing it up for my family. I'm married with four boys. I've also purchased a home in Union City at the previous year's commissioner sale that I'm fixing up for my in-laws. I own my own construction business, so that's kind of afforded me some opportunity to do some of this and graduating from here and this being my hometown. This is where my roots are at. I'm a reserve at the county. Next on the list to be hired full-time there. So my roots are here in Winchester. After I purchased the property, I guess I didn't purchase the property. I acquired a certificate of lien against it. So I still have to petition the court once the waiting period's up. But there are liens against it. The sewage lien is somewhere around $553. And I'm asking the Board of Works to forgive that lien on the basis that I'm coming in and trying to fix this property up. The city looks better, get it back on the tax roll, start paying utilities, and kind of improve that area.
When did you buy it, John?
It was April. We're still in the redemptive period, so I technically don't have ownership of it, but my wife and I have assumed the I think it's a trash and sewer
yeah.
Trash and sewer, so that we can keep the bills that technically from the time that we purchased it, if you understand what I'm saying, that we are incurring the monthly revolving debt from that.
When's the redemption period end?
I can only speak of the house that we got in Union City because we purchased
it. Is it the 5 month?
It's the real short time frame.
The 5 month.
Yeah, I think it should be like August, September is when we would actually file for the request the deed for it.
Have you begun to do any remodeling?
No, I...
You can't go on.
Oh, you can't go on.
Gotcha, okay. Don't go on it.
Yeah, what you do is you get a lien. On that lien, then you petition the court after the 5 months. Sometimes it's up to a year redemption period, depending on when you buy it. But after the 5 months, you can get a deed, and then you can go on the property. Now, anything prior to a tax sale will have been covered during the tax sale. So any liens that would have been, the city would have had on it prior to the tax sale will go away.
Okay.
So what doesn't go away is from the after tax sale up until the time you get it, the property. Now there is a state statute that says if I got the property today, let's say, and Vicki runs out and puts a lien on it tomorrow, and if you didn't incur those costs, you can file an affidavit that says I didn't incur those costs. But if you hadn't, because you didn't own it, and then it got transferred, the previous owners would still owe it, but you know, try to get it collected from them, mm-hmm. So the tax sale.
So this $550,
is it his responsibility?
Well, at this point, if that $550 occurred after the tax sale, but that would be a valid lien.
When you say occurred after the tax sale.
Yeah.
You mean the lien was...
Yes, the lien was recorded after the tax sale.
But it wasn't really his responsibility.
The person that owns the property now, whoever has it in their name, owes that bill.
Right.
That's their bill. But when he takes the over, the liens, just like tax liens, sewer liens, are priority liens on the property. So that will always be a lien on there.
So he's going to be responsible for that $553.
No matter.
Whoever buys it. Whoever buys it.
I mean, should we be wiping it clean right now and wait until he actually takes?
Well, I don't, you know, I mean, nothing against you, by the way. I would wipe out two of liens because we have to have the sewer. We still have, and I've been doing this for 12 years, so I'm not trying to pick on you at all. But, you know, we still have to do the main. We still have to repair the main, even though nobody's flushing anything in there. We still have to have the wastewater. We still have to buy all the chemicals for the wastewater treatment plant, because if we don't, item comes in. I mean, I just,
conceptually, that's why I wouldn't. Now, you know, other sorts of liens, I can understand, but...
There's other liens that...
There's probably mowing liens?
Yes, that I'm going to have to wait for the city council to request.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for some type of relief. I totally understand where you guys come from as a city. I'm just looking at it from, this is my hometown, I'm wanting to fix a house up in town.
And we appreciate that, John, and there is...
I'm not sure.
An abatement, residential abatement.
Yeah, we will give you an abatement. There's up to a six-month abatement, so if you are not living there and you're fixing it up, when you get it, you can file the affidavit.
Okay.
That say, hey, I'm not living there, I'm trying to fix this place up, and they will give you a six-month abatement on the, what is it, on the sewer?
Yes, I've told him all this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well...
I told you this when you came in May of 5th.
Yeah.
2016.
Well, I'll tell you, I get it. I get it confused. I'm still learning.
I'm trying to, the house that we purchased at Union City, I had none of this to deal with. So when I purchased...
They own the water company.
They own the water company.
And they had a $47 sewage rate increase this year as well.
Right. I'm just coming at this as we bought this and then all of a sudden there's $2,800 in liens and it's like...
No, not all of a sudden. They've all been, the mowing liens were put on. You knew when you came into the office on May the 5th, I have it documented, I wrote it all out. The mowing liens were put on there in March. You just told us you purchased that in April, did you not?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the mowing liens were put on in March. It's recorded.
I'm just trying to give you the best information that I got.
I'm trying to tell the truth what I told you.
Yes, ma'am. So, whatever the Board of Works would be willing to work with me on after I would get possession of it.
I think you need to wait till I would be, if they want to do, if you guys all sit here and say, hell yeah, we want to do it, I would still tell you, I would tell these guys, but wait till after he actually gets it, because if those people walk in and redeem it, they got $553 out.
And that's where I wanted to express to you guys, we've hired Susan Myers. We've used her for the three properties that we've done. And the certified letter that we sent to Sherry and investors, they did sign for it. So there is that possibility that they could redeem it. I just wanted to get on board with the city and know, well, are they willing to work with me or not? Because...
Well, we have a lot of other programs as well, John. For instance, we do have the abatement for 6 months, but we also have a residential abatement that we just looked up not too long ago for somebody else. If you put so much money into your home...
And it would change your assessed value.
So
it would increase it, then you could have an abatement on it as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have programs other than forgiving a sewer lien, because you have to understand, John, if we do it for you, then a lot of different places are going to come in here asking for the same thing too.
Right, right.
And if we open that can of worms for one, even though we really want you to be here, you're a graduate, you're a vital member of our community.
Right.
If we do that, then we're going to get people who live in California and buy up properties.
Right.
To fly in for a couple $100 just to say, hey, you do it for this guy, do it for me as well.
Right.
So that's where
you have to own it.
I got to look out for the 4,800 other residents.
Correct. Well. Correct. I totally agree with you and totally understand that.
What is monthly sewage?
$34. And then refuse is on there, which is trash, which is 11. There's different sizes.
Would the abatement, the 6 month, apply to both?
It applies to the sewage.
Or the sewage, gentlemen.
I thought it was sewage. I thought you still had it because I thought you'd still, if you're working on it, you're throwing out trash.
Okay.
What's the most?
But you get the small toter and that takes your bucks.
Well, I mean, I'm commonly at the dump with my business, so, I mean, that's...
You probably have dumpsters that
Yeah.
You don't need to say
okay.
No. We are going to forgive as a tax.
No, I don't.
$600.
We use MODOC.
Because we have to by statute.
Okay.
But the mowing is the biggest part. Okay. And the refuse.
Okay.
The sewage is 500 and some of it. I wrote that out. I have it in the office. And can you know that?
Yeah.
The mowing was like
1,200.
$1,200.
Mowing was the big one.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And the same goes, if you don't own it, don't forgive it or pay it.
We can't forgive it until
we come back. That has been the one thing that we have done. I know you're not allowed on the property, but we have been keeping it mowed just to kind of keep it looking nice and let the neighbors know, hey, somebody's doing something with this property. Because really down in that area, other than whatever street that runs parallel or perpendicular to it, the church is there on the corner. Other than those two little houses right there, 512, is that Third Street? North Meridian. Other than that, all those houses are fairly well kept down in that area. And so I feel like, not comfortable, but that they're looking at it, at that as a positive, that the weeds aren't a foot and a half high and somebody's doing something. So
is this across from where Mike
Shannon built for your future neighbors?
Yeah, I think so.
You built Phil Howe and
right
guys live
there. It might be. I'm not sure. You know the little house on the west side of the
street? It is. It's across
the street. Is it across from there?
Yes.
Where Mike Penny built those little
Get-Hour, Phil Howe, and
40 years ago. Your
place is across the street.
Yes.
Yeah, I know exactly.
I got you.
Then there's an empty space there that was a Habitat home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's like maybe two addresses north of that.
Yeah. No, exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I would say you need to come back and see us when you own the property.
Okay.
If that's what you said is better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Next up is.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Accounts payable vouchers. I'm sorry. We've got, before we do that, we've got a resolution.
I don't know what number it is. You got the key from that Adam.
It's recommending the issuance of sewage works revenue bonds. Did you guys get this in your packet?
I thought that was council.
I got that. No, this is for the board.
Okay, we need that.
I received it at 3:30 today, this afternoon. Oh, so I seriously doubt anybody got it.
I don't think I got it.
I got a call at 3:30 saying that we could do this today, or we can do it at your next meeting, but it has to happen prior to the council meeting. This, only this says is that you recommend to the council to pass the bond.
And I would agree.
So it's not like it's, I don't know how it's binding, if it's just a recommendation to the council to approve it. I got that from Matt Adams. I don't know what that guy's asking. Search for that. Strumble or something.
Oh, with SRF? Mm-hmm.
He's with Baker. He's with the law.
Well, like, you know, when you get to the state revolving loan fund, they have a lot of different
They have all sorts of stuff. I love the state revolving loan fund. We're on tape. I just want to make sure all of them are awesome.
Dash one.
Yeah, I just put the dash one. After reading it, I really thought, wow, this is just bureaucracy at its best. Mm-hmm. We're going to recommend to the common council to do something that.
Yeah, I don't think we have that on our agenda for tonight, do we?
Like I said, I got 3:30. No, tonight for the city, no, because we're going to have that. And then I talked to the guy about the timeline. The August 1st meeting is what they're going to present. And then on the August 15th, meeting passed. Okay. So you need a vote on it.
Motion to approve resolution 2016-1.
Second. The motion and segment to approve 2016-1.
I get those things confused.
I only have one reading on that, right?
One reading. Yeah.
Now go into accounts payable vouchers.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Come and talk.
Accounts payable vouchers, $129,699.55. The July 1st through the 15th, $26,939.97. Payroll, $18,517.36. Total
accounts payable balance
$175,175.88. Any questions?
Motion to approve claims.
Second. The motion and second to approve claims. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion. I have a question.
Oh, yes.
What's going on Greenville Avenue? Are they tearing sidewalks up again? And
fixing, there was three panels that was found that was cracked or replacing. They're coming back in and getting all the rocks and all the stuff cleaned up to bring in the nice clean topsoil and get this seeded so we can move on. I went out last, the day they did the first section, walked through and checked it before they got too far. The group that's there now is doing a good job. Checked the topsoil they brought in to put down to reseed, and it's nice, good, rich.
Start getting something growing, so.
Topsoil, yes, and even.
And not rocks coming
down. Yeah, and even in the areas, I mean, you saw where they completely stripped it.
Yeah.
I mean, they completely stripped it down where need be, and, you know, we're watching them, we're checking them. I think they know, obviously, the first day they was out there, they worked till lunch, and then after lunch, we was out there and walked the whole thing and looked it over.
Doyle probably
what they've done. Doyle's not really been too bad, believe it or not. I mean, but he's out there.
Only out there watching.
Yeah, so. They'll get it right this time. If they don't, they'll do it again.
So we haven't accepted it yet, so we're still a couple of things on the project. We're holding back retainage, which is in the neighborhood of about $100,000. We did come in significantly, I'll say significantly, about $50,000 under the contract price, so we were able to save some money during the contract, so that's a good thing. But we are kind of holding their feet to the fire to get them to finish up.
So were some of the sidewalks not quite the right thickness, or what was the issue?
No, I think they just, the one down by the big field, I think is where, you know, it was poured and some trucks would grow over and it wasn't cured. And I mean, we all know concrete will crack.
Oh,
and
yeah, we got patio proof of that.
You know, it's just one of them things.
Later.
But and we do have some other tools that we're ready to use if they do not get this completed satisfactorily.
Well, like he said, you still got part of the money.
Where do you hit them? You hit them in the wall.
Yeah.
Well, whatever reason. I would assume they would like to work in Winchester again.
Well, you have those other tools too, but I.
They've spent a lot of time here too.
Well,
I mean, multiple projects.
I can tell you they were not one of the companies reached out to for the paving numbers we're looking for.
There you go.
So there's other people out there that we can meet the requirements for bidding and contract, you know.
Well, you know, even State Road 32, there's areas in there that are ponding brand new paint. And I'm thinking, why is there water ponding where they just went through there, put all them sidewalks in, and we've got water ponding? I'm thinking that.
Well, I can, it's probably at the place, but I can tell you some stories about that project and how that project went with NDOT and things that, how their inspectors worked on their job. Which was end of inspect. I mean, that was a pure right. End of job.
Right.
Just
talking about that. Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
That's it. Oh, I can imagine what doctor thought. Did the doctor say anything?
Before we adjourn, you went and got.
Yeah.
We did get
a couple of documents.
We did get the gateway.
Yes.
Finalized. I don't know if the mayor's told you that, but the gateway has been finalized. Get all the paperwork's in NDOT's hands. They are closing out that project. It has to go up to central office, and they said probably within about a month. Now, that's one person saying that. I mean, it could come back and be a month and a half or 2 months, or it could be sooner, but that's their timeline right now to close that project out.
And then we'll be able to present council maybe with a couple different options about one, leaving alone, spending no more money, except for man hours and equipment out there maintaining it, or bringing that project in so there's not so much work for man hours.
Like some sort of evergreen out there around that sign that just spread. No plans whatsoever.
And then just go on up. Just go out there and weed it around the structure. And
I mean, yeah, it'd be beautiful if it's maintained, but I mean, you look at the labor.
Poison ivy.
There you go. Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure the street department appreciate doing something on it. I saw them on the other side going up and down that hill.
At least that I've been.
Fireworks law.
Oh, it's fireworks. I can't get anything on.
So I was looking to look at.
You're not bringing a recommendation.
I know, I'm sad.
Not yet.
Fireworks are basically, you can set them off anytime unless you have a local ordinance. And if you have a local ordinance, you can limit it, but you can't limit it 4 days before, 4th of July, 4 days after.
9 a.m.
Or certain holidays.
How hard is that to enforce?
Impossible.
How do you know where it's coming from?
You don't, so.
I mean, you'd have to be on top of it, so you can provide it.
Yeah. Anybody I know?
I mean, if they, that was the problem with.
Tim Crawford.
Steve Rundle.
I was like, how you gonna enforce fireworks? I call up, they're lighting up fireworks, 10 o'clock at night. I can't find where they're shooting it from my house.
Came over here from.
Right.
We are too. We just go outside and yell, knock it off! It got worse.
And then the barrage comes.
It would give them another lane to stand on.
As far as.
The officer does get a call.
Yeah.
Something, just something.
Then you could publicize it. Right now, they say, well, I can shoot them anytime they want.
Right.
I mean, it would.
We could outlaw fun too.
Oh, really?
Fun for everybody. They can't shoot them off in the street. They can't, you know, it's gotta be, they have to be on their property.
It's not fun when you got a baby and it's 1 o'clock at night.
Been there.
Been there, I'm.
Someone's up the baby.
Where you gotta get 4:30 in the morning to go to work?
If it's trying negative, I'll bring back.
That's my wife. She's mad.
This guy's a new.
Are we still in a meeting or are we adjourned?
We're adjourned.
Are we adjourned? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Thanks.
Opposed? No.
Thanks.
There you go. I banged the gavel, that's final.
Medical director.
Where?